Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. More than 250 demonstrations are planned today across France on the ninth day of protest against the pension reform. Between 600 and 800,000 people are expected to take to the streets. In Paris, the rally is planned for 2 p.m. at Place de la Bastille, while the big protest is getting underway at 10:30 a.m. in Marseille, 2:30 p.m. in Lille and 3 p.m. in Toulouse. The Minister of the Interior, Gérald Darmanin, has announced a vast security deployment to oversee the protests. 12,000 police and gendarmes will be mobilised across the country, including 5,000 in the capital. The strike action is causing major disruptions today to the country's transport systems. Half of high-speed TGV trains are running and a third of TER services. There is practically no Intercité service running today. In Paris, the RER A and B train lines are particularly impacted. In France's schools, between 40 and 50% of primary school teachers are on strike, according to the main unions for the profession. Despite the scale of the backlash, Emmanuel Macron is insisting that the pension reform will be enforced by the end of the year. The president was on Channel TF1 at 1 p.m. yesterday to give a much-anticipated interview. Macron's interview met with criticism from the opposition and from unions. Meanwhile, the Minister of Labour, Olivier Dussopt, called the president's appearance useful. Volodymyr Zelensky has said that Ukraine will respond to all attacks after a Moscow-led drone strike that left at least seven dead in the Kyiv region. The Ukrainian president visited the front near Bakhmut yesterday, which is the epicentre of fighting with Russian forces. And finally, yesterday proved another failure for the first 3D-printed rocket. The rocket did manage to take off last night from Cape Carnival in Florida, but failed to reach orbit. This was likely due to an anomaly during the second stage of separation. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips of English Waves.